Now, U.S. airstrike has claimed the lives of at least 8 people in the south of Somalia. Pentagon claims that the airstrike targeted the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab militant group in the Juba region. Washington has been carrying out air raids in several Muslim countries, including Somalia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen, despite opposition from their governments and people. The U.S. claims that its airstrikes target militants, but reports on the ground have indicated that many civilians have fallen victim to such attacks. And now we're joined by Mr. Scott Bennett out of San Francisco, California, former U.S. Army psychological warfare. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Thanks for joining us on the program, sir. Now, whenever we see U.S. intervention, why is it many of us cringe and hold our breath knowing that Washington's success rate hasn't been too remarkable, to say the least? Your thoughts, please.
Well, I think you're quite prophetic and stole my thunder when you said just that. Nothing makes us cringe more than seeing things that say, quote, new powers have been given to the Pentagon by the president, in which the CIA and the military can essentially drop drone strikes on any location around the world, on anybody around the world that is labeled a, quote, area of active hostility. That is the license under which the Pentagon is now operating. These are new powers. That's very scary, because the military and the military-industrial complex and the CIA and the intelligence community and these contractors do not want an end of war, because that means it would be the end of their profit. That's what differentiates the United States military and the United States military-industrial complex and contractors from countries like Russia or Iran or even China. They treat their military as a necessary form to preserve the safety of their country, whereas the United States treats its military as an essential machine for growing money and growing a profit. And it is just insanity when you consider that in the equation of human life, that the United States is making a profit on the bloodshed that it sheds around the world. And we look at Yemen, we look at Libya, we look at Syria. Now, this particular issue, this particular theater of Somalia, allegedly this strike occurred. I don't trust anything that comes out of the Pentagon or the U.S. intelligence community anymore. I think this is part of their Africa Command domination strategy. They only allegedly killed 8 al-Shabaab members. Let's never forget, al-Shabaab is paid for and funded and trained by Saudi Arabia and the CIA. And the CIA and Israel, Mossad and Saudi Arabia send these fanatics in to cause trouble in countries like Libya and Syria. So for the United States to be whacking the moles that they genetically engineer is absolutely hypocrisy, and it's a betrayal against the American people. Sadly, the American people are ignorant of a lot of these facts, but the al-Shabaab attack allegedly occurred because 59 people were killed at a military base on Thursday that the al-Shabaab group attacked. But, you know, this indicates a desperate attempt, too, I think, for the U.S. to chalk up some positive victories in light of the astounding failures and negativities that are fast accruing by the Trump military General Mattis backing Saudi Arabia in some of their foolish adventures, such as isolating Qatar. But I think in one sense it's also good, because what we see is Qatar, Iran, Russia, and Turkey forming a new alliance network, and Saudi Arabia beginning to implode by the weight of its own stupidity. And perhaps that's part of the long-term benefit, is that Saudi Arabia will implode. It will have its own coup d'etat and instability because of all the violence it's unleashing on the world. And perhaps the United States will at last learn that when you back these fanatics and these terrorists and these Wahhabist savages, it will eventually come back to haunt you.
Thank you much for your contribution, for joining us once again. Mr. Scott Bennett out of San Francisco, California, former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer.